Well, let's talk about your condition and ready to crack up is what you were saying.
Yeah.
How long does this condition continue?
I was stubborn. I said to myself, you got too much pride to go back home blabbling to yourself, all mixed up. You're going to handle it. And I did.
On your own?
I handled it on my own. I went to the doctor the other day, and he said, they've got help for you. They've got men trained to handle you. And I said, I'm not going to do it. I've done well so far. Sure, I've suffered. But I said, I've handled it so far. And I held a job at Sun Oil in the laboratory. I think I'm a scientist. I love to pretend. And I said, I'm going to make it. So I never have gotten help. But I think I'm doing good.
You came home and you went back to work for Sun Refinery. Then you were married and had how many children?
Three children. Boy, they're dandies. I got a boy that's teaching mathematics in senior high school. Boy, that kid's a dandy. And then I've got two girls. One of them went to OSU and got an accounting degree. And the other one, she didn't want to go to college. She's a good girl, too. She's 62.
And your wife's name?
Catherine's my wife's name.
I think it's great that you've gone out and shared that experience.
I've probably done 50 talks at schools. Every high school in Tulsa, some in Jenks, Claremore, Sand Springs. And I do it, and I don't tell the kids things that I tell you.
Yeah.
I did 5 talks at Boston Avenue Methodist Church, and I've done other talks at other churches, and I did talks at women's clubs.
Did you have medication to control your nerves and all this
I'm
time?
I'm taking now a B12 shot, and I can't see any difference, but I've been doing that for a year now.
But you don't have the nerve problem today now, do
Not
you?
Not really. I'm just fine.
You just gutted it out and
gutted
came through
it out.
And decided you didn't need to be hospitalized or anything
yeah.
for it.
Now, some people can't. I understand that, and I don't make fun of them. They have what they call flashbacks. I don't have flashbacks. I can remember what happened. Now, at night, I have dreams about I'm lost. I don't know where I am. I can't find my way home. And I can't remember my wife's phone number so she can come after me. Hmm. I sweat all night. And I don't do that every night.
You think that's as a result of your war experience?
Yeah. Even after this, it'll take me 3 days to settle down. I don't know if I'm doing you a favor.
You're doing the listeners a favor. You may not be doing yourself a favor because this will live with you now for several days.
2 or 3 days.
Will it affect your sleep? Will you dream about it?
I go over and over and over stuff. Right now I'm studying physics. For instance, if you drop a rock off of a 400-foot building, how long would it take for it to hit the ground?
I have no idea.
You don't care.
I don't care either.
Well, I like to know how you figure. Okay.
Well, I admire
Let
that.
Let me tell you how to do it, and then you can do it.
All right. All I've got to say to you is this has been a remarkable story and journey that you brought us on.
That makes me proud.
You're so detailed. You can remember details.
Yeah.
And I hope you feel honored every day, because you should be, for what you went through and your comrades in defense of this country. It's truly a remarkable story. And I'm sure that generations to come are going to listen to that and say, wow, that's absolutely amazing.
They wanted me to write a book. I could not write a book. I have the ability. But I started crying. And I said, why should I go through this?
Yeah.
To write pages of stuff about some sergeant that put gravy on my jello. There's no way to write a book about stuff like that.
But now you've recorded it, and thousands of people are going
to
listen
to this. Let me tell
you
something I am real proud of. There's a reporter that writes stories for the Tulsa World. He has recently passed away. You probably know him.
Is it Manny?
That's the guy.
Yeah.
He put my picture on the front page, this big, on the Tulsa World, about 2 or 3 years ago.
I just want to thank you for this interview. And I'm sorry it's putting yourself through a couple of days of reliving this again, but thank you, and thank you for your service to the country.
You know, you can make me cry.
Well, should I just end it by saying Semper Fi?
Semper Fi. I got tears in my eyes.
Yeah. You're a brave man, and it's my pleasure to have sat in front of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.